Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Alistair Meredith, Senior Art Specialist at Strauss & Co. Good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. Very kind.
So let's start at the beginning. Firstly, maybe tell me a little bit about, you're talking to somebody who knows very little to nothing about art, just putting it out there in up front. Strauss & Co., who are you?
Yes, well, Strauss & Company is a premier auction house in South Africa. We focus, I suppose, mainly on South African and Pan-African art, although we do have departments focusing on furniture, silver, decorative arts, oriental items and jewelry. We very much a local auction house, but our international reach is growing all the time. We've set numerous records across the various departments, sort of handling a lot of very well-known artists. And we have major sales throughout the year, as well as online-only auctions regularly. And yes, that's basically who we are.
So before we start talking about the auction that you have planned, I'm just interested in finding out how art as an investment class has performed over the past year and a half in light of the pandemic.
Yes, well, I mean, it's been a very strange time for all businesses. You know, frankly, I was a little nervous, as you might imagine, at the beginning. But the art market has proved enormously robust during the last 18 months. In fact, in 2020, sort of arguably some of the worst sort of economic moments, we sold more artworks than in any previous year in our history. We had the second highest turnover in 2020 in our history, which is quite remarkable. Of course, there are a number of reasons for that. I think a lot of people were very keen on trying to liquidate some of their art assets at the time. So there were lots of works coming into the market, a lot of really good works coming into the market. But the bottom line is we were able to sell a good majority of them. So whilst there was a lot of supply, there remained a lot of demand, which is really fantastic. We noticed a number of interesting trends. A lot of collectors buying major blue chip artists like William Kentridge, for instance, as a bit of a dollar hedge. You know, the idea that these are artists with an international reputation. So we saw a lot of new collectors coming into the market too during this period.
Let's talk sales and auctions. What have you got happening around the corner?
We've got a lot happening. We have a major auction coming up on the 11th and 12th of this month. So on over Sunday and Monday, later this week, over 700 items going under the hammer, from across all our departments. So pictures, sculptures, as well as furniture, jewelry, silver and decorative arts. It is going to be a virtual live auction. That is to say, we will have auctioneers live standing in the rostrum selling works one by one, streamed on our website. Bidders will be able to bid online, watch the auctioneer whilst they do so. It's rather unusual, like so many things at the moment. We are taking the Sunday sale from our Johannesburg sale rooms, whilst the Monday auction will be broadcast from our Cape Town sale rooms.
Do you need to be stinking rich to participate? Is there anything that's going to be affordable for normal people, or is this for the super well-heeled only?
No, absolutely not. Yes, we sell very high value items, 20, 25 million rand pictures, but we also sell pictures at 500 rand or 1,000 rand. You know, collecting is for everybody, and you can build fabulous collections, you know, with thousands of rands or tens of thousands of rands. In this upcoming sale, we have fantastic works by the likes of Cecil Scottness, for instance, who's such a well-known South African artist, starting at 2,000 rand. You know, I think a lot of people are a little nervous about buying art through the auction process, but it is ultimately the most transparent way of buying and selling artworks. And as I mentioned, price points shouldn't scare people off either. You know, we have pictures at 500 rand, 1,000 rand, 1,500 rand, going all the way up. We have a number of specialists in various departments in Johannesburg and in Cape Town, and we always encourage new collectors to get in touch, to ask us any questions. There's certainly no silly questions, and we're always happy to help. But I suppose, like any investment, One needs to do one's homework a little, understand what one is potentially buying, whether the prices are correct, and if the condition of the item is good, and things like that, which we're always willing to help.
So Alistair, you've convinced me it's going to be a great dollar hedge. I'm going to identify the future Irma Stern, who is now worth absolutely nothing. I'm going to make a killing. How do I go about registering on your site and participating in this auction?
Yes, well, you can just go to straussart.co.za. You'll be able to click on the current auction, and you'll be able to register there. It's all very quick and intuitive. If you want to bid on the day, you can follow it live, as I say, on Sunday and on Monday. And once you are registered and approved to bid, you'll be able to bid in real time from your phone or from your computer anywhere in the world. And we also have another major auction coming up later this month on the 26th of July, which will be a dedicated sale focusing on the work of Pirniev, which will also be very exciting.
Yes, also very pricey. I'm absolutely sure. I'm just thinking about this process of auctions. I've never bought a thing on an auction. I have attended a house auction in Australia because they sell houses like that. It's a devastating mechanism. You put your heart and soul into it and you just get busted by the guy who's got more money.
Well, sometimes, yes. Sometimes you can also get a really fantastic deal. But yes, it can be quite an emotional process. You know, a lot of our clients try and take that emotion out of it, and they leave what we describe as a commission bid or an absentee bid, which is when they essentially leave the maximum bid they're willing to pay for a particular item, and then the system or the auctioneer bids on their behalf up until that maximum. So there are ways of being clinical about it, but yes, it can certainly be an emotional thing.
And that poor guy or woman who puts her hand up by mistake because she's calling her son at the other end of the hall and ends up buying a Pirniev worth 25 million.
Those terrifying stories. Thankfully, that doesn't ever happen. You know, if you happen to be in a live auction room and put your hand up by mistake, I'm sure if you ask the auctioneer very kindly to cancel that bid, he or she will. It's a bit different online. If you happen to click the bid button, it's pretty difficult to convince anybody that you did that in error. But yes, nothing to be nervous of.
Alistair Meredith, that was an absolute joy. Thank you. I've got a massive smile on my face. It was fun talking to you this afternoon. Thanks for your input, and good luck with the auction.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks very much.